One of this Sunday's Oscar nominees has a long history with the statuette. Julie Christie won an Academy Award more than four decades ago. Now she is close to another award for a film about a four-decade-long marriage.
She's nominated for the movie Away From Her. Julie Christie plays a woman falling into Alzheimer's who plans to check herself into assisted living, leaving her husband, Grant, behind. Here, the character Fiona ends up consoling him.
I don't think I like the place.
I don't think we should be looking for something we like, Grant. I don't think we'll ever find that. I think all we can aspire to in this situation is a little bit of grace.
Away From Her was written and directed by a woman still in her 20s, and Sarah Polley is the latest in an astonishing list of talent who've directed Julie Christie. John Schlesinger's Darling brought her fame, David Lean's Dr. Zhivago superstardom. Then there was Truffaut, Altman, Nicholas Roeg. Sarah Polley's Away From Her has been dubbed the Alzheimer's movie, but it's really not. When Julie Christie, a friend, came into our studio, we played a clip of Fiona reading to her husband from a book about the disease.
Caregivers must be able to diagnose a wide variety of ordinary ailments under extraordinary circumstances. Imagine the person you love the most suddenly upset about something, but completely unable to communicate the problem or even to understand it himself. Sounds like a regular marriage.
There's a lot of humor in that, but what does she mean?
I think the bit about that applies to regular marriages is the bit about when two people live together very closely all that time, somebody's going to be behaving irrationally and badly. And they won't know why, because it might well be chemical. It might be something that happened yesterday that upset something that's happening today in the body or whatever. Of course, the partner won't know why. If the person doesn't know why, the partner won't know why.
What made you want to spend the enormous energy it would take to embody this role?
Well, it always takes an enormous amount of energy to embody a role, if it's a tiny, tiny one. Probably if you're playing one of these voices over rats. It takes just as much energy as playing someone who's a bit bananas.
As in Ratatouille?
Yes, as in Ratatouille.
Oh, such a sweet movie.
The things that are difficult, if it's a director you respect, fulfilling that director's vision. I don't like words like vision and everything, it all sounds far too important. But I think it's the right word to use there. And the other thing is to be truthful to your own part. I mean, and that can be any part at all, and it can be anything. It's just that hanging on to the truth that's the most difficult thing.
Let's go back 40 years to a character that you played when you won the Oscar in 1965 in the movie Darling. Let's play a scene from the movie where she's talking to her boyfriend. She's returned from a rendezvous with a new lover and is trying to cover it up.
When did you get in?
This afternoon. I'm exhausted.
This afternoon?
Yes. Naturally, of course.
Yes, naturally, of course.
Again, for those who haven't seen the film, Diana, she's shallow, she uses men, she's sexually free to a degree that's shocking at the time.
And you went down well?
Like a dozen oysters, I think.
Was it fun to play a character like that?
I wouldn't say she's fun to play, but I don't know. I had at the time such a lot of that conniving, manipulative, deceitful person in me that it was actually... I suppose if it was fun at all, it was always fun to hit those things I knew so well.
So you draw from something that you know.
Yeah, you make it a truthful dishonesty. Because you can act dishonesty. If people are acting dishonesty all the time and going, yes, I had a very nice time, yes. And you're obviously meant to know. It's what I call demonstrating what you're feeling. Whereas when you hide something and it's terribly important that you hide it, you don't let them know what you're feeling, so that the audience should be as puzzled as the man is, and he knows the truth, but still she's doing it so well that he doesn't get it.
You know, you rather famously walked away from Hollywood at a time when you were a huge young star in a way that I think fair to say is unthinkable today. You moved to a remote part of Wales. Did it take strength to do that?
Oh, God, no. No, I'm just a hippie at heart. And there I was, you know, pretending to be something else. And all I wanted to do is get the vegetables going.
Did you dress the part?
Well, we all dressed the part. The apron I wore in Dr. Zhivago, beautiful raw silk, meant to be very raw cotton, I think, or something. Beautiful, natural-coloured thing. I used to wear that quite a bit, and then you really felt like someone in a fantasy. And especially when you were going out and picking up logs and to take back and put on the fire. I mean, to me then, I mean, it was like the realisation of a dream, far, far more than Hollywood or anything like that was.
You know, a lot is made about how hard it is for actresses after a certain age to get good parts. But you have now been nominated twice for an Oscar for parts that you played after you turned 50. Has being older affected how you act?
Yeah, I think I'm more focused now. Yeah, definitely. I've not only got a bigger perspective, but I can also refine my perspective now, bring it right down and make it laser sharp. I mean, if I'm lucky, not all the time. Most of the time it's, you know, as usual with everybody, it's pretty fake. But I mean, and that's my aspiration and that's what I hope. I was working more in a fog before. And as for this business of jobs and all that with older people, I think it's true of women in every job. It's not just to do with acting. And when actors have the biggest voice, so they shout about it a lot.
You know, I've known you for years, but we've never really spoken about your work, mm-hmm. which I think mm-hmm. says something mm-hmm. maybe about the friendship, but it says something about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is to say
that I never talk about my work. Yes, that's absolutely true. I think it's so tedious talking about your own work. I like talking and getting information, giving information, listening, growing as the conversation continues. But I've never been terribly interested in acting. So I wouldn't think of it as the most interesting thing in the world to sit and talk with someone about. In fact, I never have. And especially as when something's over, you're doing it. And then when it's over, it's so over that I can't remember a single thing about it.
Well, thank you for sitting down and talking about this.
Well, it's been a great pleasure, Renee.
Julie Christie is nominated for an Academy Award for her performance in the movie Away From Her.